Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I just have a different constitution, I have a different brain, I have a different heart, I have a different, you know, I get taco blood, man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there's $1 million riding on my back. If I don't fight, I don't get a dime.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up, we're talking an hour of combat sports. Showtime, championship boxing night, UFC fight night. Well, that's a week away, but straight up, pretty good card. Last week, of course, UFC 177 going down in Sacramento, California. The house that TJ built? Not exactly, but we've got a lot to talk about in the world of UFC. That'll take place at about 35, make it 40 minutes past the hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course, the American Forces Network. Speaking of iHeart, if you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, do it now. Seriously, and take Ring Talk anywhere you go, 24-7 around the world. Of course, we are for 3 hours, 3 hours a week. Saturday is an hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We go with an hour of boxing and mixed martial arts combined. And then on Sunday, we go to the two-hour show. That's right, starting at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We go with an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Straight up, 3 hours of live combat sports. Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. So download that iHeartRadio app and take Ring Talk anywhere you go on your smartphone or your portable device. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. 30 years next week. Ring Talk Radio live and in living color from San Francisco.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You mean a real fight? Regulation gloves? No headgear?
Correct. Marquis of Queensborough rules.
He was one of our chaps, you know.
Ah, the great Ronnie Spector. Man, courtesy of the production of Mr. Scott Cuddy. Ronnie, baby, was in Northern California about a month ago, and somehow Pedro missed it. She had two dates up here. She's on my bucket list. She's the only one left. That's how long I am in the tooth, 30-plus years now. It'll be almost 30-plus years, 29-plus years. 30 years, like September 15th. So I'm figuring out whether we do this anniversary show next week or the week after, but it's not going to be a big thing. I'm going to say, today's our 30th anniversary, and that's it. We'll go ahead and we'll do a show just like we do week in and week out. No big thing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Coming from across the pond, there's a pretty good fight today. Kiko Martinez and Carl Frampton are going to duke it out for the IBF 122-pound title. That is on AWE, whatever that is. But what I tell you to do is, like, go to the internet and go to, like, England and try to pull up one of their English fight sites and bring down the live feed and you can watch this fight. It'll be at 12:30 p.m. Pacific time, so that's, like, in an hour and 15 minutes. So straight up, it will be a good fight. Carl Frampton can fight a little bit. I think he's either once beaten or unbeaten. I'm not sure. But I've watched him fight a few times in on Fox Nation or Box Nation or Sky Sports, whatever the networks are over there. I think, I think that Bob Spagnuolo, the manager of Austin Trout, of course, the former manager of Hall of Famer Orlando Canizales, a bantamweight champion, the man with the most title offenses in history, he had a point when he put when he said that the English know how to do boxing. They just do, because they've rekindled boxing at home, unlike the United States. The United States hasn't. And it's because the promoters in the UK invested in gyms and in amateur programs and things like that. And the promoters in the United States could care less. They could care less. I mean, seared up. Bob Arum, Don King, I don't know, Kathy Duva. I don't know if these people are donating money, throwing money back to the amateur program, because it's definitely not illustrated in the results that these guys are coming up with. I mean, when's the last time we had a gold medal? Andre Ward, 2004? That was 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Going on 3 Olympics. And we haven't had a gold medal. And before that, who won the gold before that? David Reed? That fluke in 1996 when he knocked out the Cuban? That was it. And before that, De La Hoya in 1992. Of course, 88 had a few gold medalists on it, as did 84, had a record number of gold medals, but the Cubans didn't show up that year, so it really didn't count. But seriously, the amateur program in this country is not even on an even keel with the programs in the UK and Europe, and that's why the European fighters and fighters from the former Soviet bloc are just taking over. Because you know what? You have to wake up in the morning and, like, eat dirt and wipe your butt with a rock, you know, you tend to want to fight your way out of those situations, okay? People in the United States, they aren't hard-pressed like that anymore. It just ain't happening. So Frampton and Kiko Martinez, they're going to duke it out today at 12:30 p.m. Pacific time on either Box Nation or Sky Sports. And, of course, take that back, it is Box Nation. So check out Box Nation. That's what you want to do as far as watching this fight. AWE in the United States, I don't know what that means, because I always watch the Box Nation feeds from the UK. Other fights today, September the 6th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, 6:30 out here on the West Coast. Adrian Broner, what's he like, 28-1, 22 wax? Gifted athlete, but what a turd. I mean, that's the best thing I can say about him. He's a turd. That's the best thing I can say. I really can't say anything. That's the way it is. Anyway, take on Emmanuel Taylor. Emmanuel Taylor's like 18-2 with like 12. And Emmanuel Taylor, of course, had a couple of losses. One was to Chris Algieri, the guy that's going to fight, the guy that beat Ruslan Provodnikov. This guy's going to fight Manny Pacquiao on November 22nd. He lost a unanimous nod to him in another fight. He lost a split decision. So he's only got two decision losses. One was in 2010. One was earlier this year. There are people that think Emmanuel Taylor has the skills to beat Adrian Broner. This fight is at 140 pounds. I haven't seen anything on the internet to indicate that Broner did not make the weight, so I guess he made the weight limit of 140, as well he should. He's a former lightweight title holder, moving up to 147, where he beat Pauly Malignaggi with some controversy. And then, of course, he went on and got lit up by Marcos Medina. Of course, that was in the Floyd Mayweather elimination bout, the elimination for the money bout. And, of course, you know, Medina did that. Now Medina's getting a rematch September the 13th, and I don't know about you, but You better mail me some pay-per-view Viagra to get up for this one. The second time, I didn't get up for the first one. Yes, the first one was even on round 6-6. I had it even. It was an even fight. But it wasn't something I want to see again. It's like a sandwich. I can't eat the same sandwich twice. And I really don't want to eat the sandwich again. Okay? Anyway, that's another story for another day right now. But today, Adrian Broner, once beaten lightweight and former welterweight title holder, Alphabet Soups, as they were, taking on Emmanuel Taylor in the main event on Showtime. Lucas Matisse, wow, what a puncher, okay, until he ran into Danny Garcia, got sort of outboxed, sort of got outfoxed, got outthought. I mean, you got to give Angel Garcia, and of course, as Danny's father in training, you got to give him some credit, man. That guy's coming up with some fantastic game plans. Of course, didn't look that good against Mauricio Herrera earlier this year, but everybody's entitled to an off night, especially at home in Puerto Rico and under undue pressure. But Matisse, putting that high-ranked ranking on the line against Roberto Ortiz. Roberto Ortiz, a live underdog in the minds of many people. That's 140 pounds. Andre Berto, remember him? Yeah, he was cruising right along until the ghost, like, made him see the ghost. That's right, Robert Guerrero, like, beat him up from the first round on. Berto came in like, you know, I just got to come in here and do my thing. And no. You better up your game a little bit. I mean, he came in his heart, you know, like, really relaxed, like, 45 beats a minute. He was cool. Look like he was on volumes, okay? Until Robert got a piece of that butt. And once Robert got that in the first round, and, you know, he tasted Robert's power, it was all downhill from that point. Straight up, of course, Andre Berto trying to rebuild his career. I just don't know. I don't think he can ever rebuild it. I don't think there was a solid structure there to begin with. So if we rebuild his career, if we look at his career like a house, okay, the house had leaks in its roof before he destroyed it, before it was destroyed, okay? It had issues. So if we rebuild it, it's still going to be the same house with the same issues. It's got leaks. And Andre Berto has leaks as a fighter, conditioning-wise. He doesn't like to condition himself. He's another one of those guys that has problems fighting guys in the street, outside of the ring. He has some problems in Florida. I think that's where he hangs. Down there in Florida, he has some problems in Florida. Of course, speaking of problems in Florida, Adrian Broner had some problems down there, didn't he? Wasn't it in a Florida nightclub where he admitted to biting that guy last year? I mean, this is what sort of the Al Haymon stable of boxing is all about. Unfortunately, Mr. Haymon is the most powerful man in boxing right now, and he controls Adrian Broner, probably controls Floyd Mayweather to an extent too. He doesn't control Matisse, but he's got Andre Berto, so he's got two of the three fighters on his card tonight. Straight up, this man controls boxing. You know, and back in the day when Don King controlled boxing or Bob Arum controlled boxing, it really wasn't a matter of one guy controlling the game. It was sort of like they shared, you know, sort of like the two godfathers, Don King and Bob Arum, okay? Well, you know, they sort of gotten old and stepped back to an extent. And, of course, Bob Arum's still doing his thing with his son or his stepson, Todd DeBuff, running the show for the most part. But Bob Arum goes out there and makes public appearances. Don King has one real fighter on his roster. And, of course, that's once beaten WBC heavyweight title holder, formerly of Haiti. Now and then they went to Canada. Now he's in the United States. I'm talking about Berman Severn. Of course, he's going to fight somebody real soon. I mean, I'd like to see him. I would love to see him take on Deontay Wilder, but that's probably not going to happen. I mean, they're talking about it. Then they're saying it's not going to happen. Then it is going to happen. I just don't know. You know, Deontay needs to step up his game. We've talked about that, what, 32-0, 32 knockouts. But 32 knockouts over guys like me, and I'm over 40, over 50. So that's what I'm trying to say. The guy's been beating up on stiffs. I mean, Malik Scott, that was probably one of the weakest lay-down jobs I've seen in a long time. Listen, he shouldn't have, if he was nominated for an Academy Award or something like that for an act, it wouldn't have, the act was terrible. he wouldn't have got any awards for that. The act was terrible. Of course, he went down against Deontay Wilder in the first round, a 1-2 combination, I believe a left hook right hand, and both those punches were grazing, and this guy was like, you know, they could have counted like 500, and he wasn't getting, I ain't getting up. Is he still around? I ain't getting up. Okay? Shame on Malik Scott. So we really don't know what Deontay Wilder is made of. Of course, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist out of the South, straight up trained by Mark Breland. Mark Breland, the former welterweight champion, former the best fighter statistically. What did he go like? He lost one fight, and I think he avenged that one loss as an amateur. Of course, 1984 Olympic gold medalist. I mean, he was, as an amateur, there was nobody probably better at this game of just scoring points with long arms than Mark Breland. But when he turned into when he switched gears and went into the professional ranks, he wasn't built. He wasn't suited for that. Didn't have the armor. Couldn't take the incoming artillery and fire back. He was just too frail, too skinny, too small of a neck. I remember his last fight, he got knocked out by Jorge Vaca in Sacramento, California. I think it was his last fight. He got knocked into my lap. If you watch the TV there, you can see Pedro catching Mark Breland as he gets knocked out of the ring in the Sacramento Arco Arena. Now, of course, the Sleep Train Arena. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, guess who? A return from days gone past. I'm talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins, Scott Terry in the house. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing this segment. Of course, we switch gears in about 20 minutes, 15 minutes. We'll switch into the world of mixed martial arts, cage fighting. Of course, Bellator in the headlines as well. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and this is the great Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984. And has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
I was like, when I was in this marriage, I was wide open like a puppy dog. She could have did anything. I was like, okay, I love you still. You know, I didn't care about any money. I didn't want to lose my wife at the time. I was just a young kid, and I've never really been in that degree of matrimony before. And it just devastated me. I wasn't prepared for any kind of emotional struggle like that at all.
Yeah. Because what role model had you had for a good marriage?
Nobody really. Just entertainers I would watch. And the most entertainers I would watch were womanizers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and None, and Slim's out of town.
I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. My mama said,
big fan of the Supremes. Not a big fan of Diana Ross. That's a story for another day. But if ever there was a woman whose middle name should rhyme with the word witch, it is Diana Ross. You are, or Diane Ross. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing this segment. We go back in time, folks, and bring back one of the guys from yesteryear, as I'm talking about the great Scott Terry, the Pittsburgh Penguin. Scott, how's the family?
Pedro, what's up, brother? Everything's great.
That's good. Okay, let's talk boxing. Is Sergey Kovalev the undefeated WBO light heavyweight champion? Is he the real deal?
I think so. I really wish Adonis Stevenson would have stepped up and allowed us to avoid what's going to happen in November.
That's going to happen, Scott. That's going to happen next year. I mean, they're going to do this thing with Bernard. He's going to throttle Bernard and retire Bernard. I'm talking about Sergey. And then, of course, they'll do this thing with Stevenson next year. Stevenson is I think he would have got beat by Kovalev easy. He's got so many technical flaws. Look at the way he holds that dab hand.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of what Hopkins is banking on with Kovalev. I don't see it, but I think that's what he's got in mind as well. I just think, yeah, Stevens' last fight, he kind of illuminated maybe he's, when you get somebody that fights back, he may have a problem. But that's the fight that everybody would have wanted to see.
We're talking with Scott Terry, folks, a.k.a. the Pittsburgh Penguin of Pittsburgh, California. Now, you're over in Pleasant Hill now or what? You moved up?
Yeah, right on the border over there. Been okay. There for a while.
Yeah, all right. I got you know our buddy from Pittsburgh, California, James Page, is back in the slam, right?
Oh yeah.
some
things never change.
It was hysterical. Now let me tell you about James Page, folks. James Page was a kid that Pedro fought and sparred with back in the day, and he was like about 8 or 10 years younger than me, at least 8 or 10 years younger than me. And he fought out of Concord in Terry Lee's Little C Boxing Club. And we would spar on occasion, but he was in the silver gloves. I think I was in the golden gloves. And then he became an adult and won the WBA welterweight title for a minute. Then he lost it when he got into a contract problem with Don King, and he got locked out, I think, by Six Heads Lewis. And then, of course, he went on a bank robbing spree. And guess where he did this? He did this in the South. Okay, a black man robbing banks in the South. That doesn't sound like a doesn't sound like a probation like offense, does it?
James never was a deep thinker.
Okay, so then he gets
Pedro,
out.
Pedro, what? he was Terry Lee was working him out in my gym when he got caught stealing credit cards.
Here's what's up. So then he comes back home to Northern California, and last year, I can make it was about a year and a half ago. I read a lot of newspapers. So I read like the Oakland Trib. I mean, I read anything you put in front of me. I love reading newspapers. I'm a newspaper guy. I'm not really an internet guy. I mean, I love to read the internet. I read the newspapers on the internet. But I'm going through the Oakland Tribune, and they're talking about this Dapper Don bandit. And I don't know what they meant by the Dapper Don bandit. I don't know what they were talking about, but this guy was going into banks in the East Bay, Oakland primarily, in San Leandro, and robbing banks. And he had a note, and he was very polite, and he was dressed in a suit with like a handkerchief and a carnation and all this kind of stuff. He was really like proper, and it turned out to be James Page.
Wasn't he working as Andre Ward's sparring partner at the time he was doing this?
I don't know. I guess we'd have to ask Andre that. I'm hoping that we can get some extended time with Mr. Ward. We're gonna do an hour with Andre, and he could only do 10 minutes. And I figured, 10 minutes would be a waste of time. I need him for an hour, almost an hour. So anyway, we'll try to reschedule that. But I didn't know he was sparring with Andre Ward. All I know is that, you know, when he came to me, he got out about 4 years ago, and he came to me and he said, "Pedro, can you get me a fight?" Yeah, where? At a bar? Like on Market Street or something like that? What guy can get him a fight? Anyway, he wants to fight on. The other guy, who was the guy that jumped out of the ring down there? And so who was the guy that won the Olympic trials? In Parker White. Remember Parker White?
I do.
What did he change his name to again?
Oh, God. So anyway,
he changed his name. He changed his name to a Muslim name. Now, he won the Golden Gloves with me in, like, 1986. 86, he won the Golden Gloves with me. Parker White, he won the Golden Gloves as Parker White. Anyway, so then he became a pro, and he got a little flaky, and he had some drug issues, and he was fighting at the L.A. Forum, and Spagnuolo's managing him. Bob Spagnuolo's managing him, and Bob didn't know he had this big, long, big detailed drug problem. So about after the third round, he jumped over the top rope, out of the ring, ran to the hotel, and they never saw him again. I mean, I've heard of some bizarre endings to boxing matches, folks, but that's probably one of the most bizarre I've ever heard.
Rival Oliver McCall?
Over the top rope!
There have been some doozies.
Yeah, Oliver McCall, that's unfair. What are you taking shots at Oliver for? He's still trying to fight.
Hey, you know what? I loved Oliver McCall, actually. I thought he was he'd be heavyweight champ today if he was 30 years old. But what was worse, him melting down in the ring against Lennox Lewis or calling the police because he had his $1.4 million paycheck stolen out of his sock after he fought Frank Bruno?
How about Leon Spinks? Leon found his teeth and $1 million check in a hotel room, didn't he?
Yeah, was that when he 2 weeks away from the Ali rematch when he walked in to the casino into the lobby at about 6 a.m. with all his disco duds?
Yeah, well,
and he told Bob Arum he just finished his road work.
Yeah, well, he had an unusual way of doing road work. Did I ever tell you that Leon Spinks story from Detroit where Emmanuel Stewart told me that one about him? He lived across the street. Speaking of Diana Ross, we opened this segment with a clip from Diana Ross and the Supremes. Now, Diana Ross lived across the street from Emmanuel Stewart, the late Emmanuel Stewart, and of course, the man that started the Kronk's Gym Goldfather, and of course, the HBO boxing analyst. But Diana Ross lived across the street from Emmanuel. And Mary Wilson lived about four doors down, and Florence Ballard lived another couple of houses away from Mary. So all three Supremes were on the same block with Emmanuel Stewart. So when the Supremes sort of broke up and Diana went her way to Hollywood, what she did was she sold the house, and she sold the house to Leon Spinks. So Leon is now the heavyweight champion of the world and living across the street from Emmanuel Stewart in Detroit. So one summer night, Emmanuel hears, "Oh! Oh!" All this, like, "Whoa! Help me! Help me! Oh!" I mean, somebody's getting killed over at Leon's house. So Emmanuel goes and grabs the gun, his handgun, loads it up. He had to put a clip in it, and this thing. He told me as he was putting the clip in, his wife grabbed the gun out of his hand. Said, "No, you ain't taking that gun nowhere." Blah blah blah, something like that. So he goes over there on his own, sneaks around the house. Here's this person screaming, "Help! Call police! Help me! Help me!" He looks in the kitchen window, and it turns out to be Leon Spinks with his 250-pound, 280-pound wife sitting on his chest, beating him with a frying pan. And his girlfriend, her girlfriend, was helping her. She was helping, holding him down, okay? So I'll put it to you like this. This is what she said to Emmanuel. "Hey, N, you want some of this?"
Emmanuel, I'm going to guess he didn't.
Emmanuel went home.
Yeah,
Emmanuel went home, folks. But you know, the story, they don't get too much better than that. "Help me, help me." He's heavyweight champion of the world, getting his tail kicked by his wife.
Pedro, did you say 250 pounds?
Oh, at least.
Was his wife's name Sonny Liston?
No, it wasn't Sonny Liston. Are you kidding? His wife was less attractive than Sonny Liston. Speaking of Sonny Liston, that book came out a couple years ago that said that the one that I had the author on there, I can't think of his name right now, Paulson. Anyway, he said that the Muslims had kidnapped Sonny Liston's wife the day before the first fight and the day, you know, all this kind of stuff.
I've heard that.
Any merit to that? I mean, you're a historian. What do you think of that?
Not that I know of, no. All I know is that anybody who thinks Sonny Liston took a dive in that first fight, then Joe Paulino, who was his cut man, had to be a liar, because he told Jack McKinney years later that he brought in a – they were afraid of that Ollie had the type of skill set to give him trouble, and they brought in a bottle that had a burning agent, and just in case he got in trouble. And Joe Paulino told McKinney that he took the stuff between the fourth and fifth rounds, and he rubbed it on Liston's gloves, and he took the bottle and he threw it underneath the ring. That was 50 years ago, and people didn't look for stuff back then. So if Sonny was going to take a dive, and if his camp was in on it, then why would they be putting a burning agent on his gloves?
It was Monsell Solution. Scott Terry, all the best to you, man. Thanks for the good times. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you soon, buddy.
The great Frankie Valli, folks. I've scratched him off my bucket list about four or five times. You get a chance to see this 80-year-old man, go see him. He is the bomb. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Be like heaven to touch. I want to hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advance Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Come with me. We shall ride across the sky and illuminate the night. Oh, 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 oh. We try and guide you to better times and brighter days.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Supremes. The great Supremes, folks. Of course, the man, no female group ever did what they did as far as selling records concerned, even to this day. I mean, all the groups say that, you know, they based their all, basically, they all based their act on the Supremes, all these girl groups. Of course, the original Supremes were Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and the great Florence Ballard. And I think the lady on lead singer for that tune was Jean Terrell. No, she was not the... I think she was. She was the sister of Ernie Terrell. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He was a boxer back in the 70s that fought for the heavyweight championship in the 60s and the 70s. In fact, he was the first alphabet champion, the first WBA champion back in 1966 when the heavyweight championship was split up after Muhammad Ali was stripped. Now, before we go to MMA, I'm going to bring in my guy, Zach Young. Zach Attack Young. We'll talk a little boxing first. What's up, Big Zach?
Hey, how you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good. Vladimir Klitschko tonight are doing this thing across the pond. Of course, he's going to do this thing against Pulev. That's not really a fight. But this Carl Frampton and Kiko Martinez. Now, Frampton knocked out Martinez about 2 years ago. Why are they doing this again?
Well, I think Martinez has improved, and he's beaten some good opponents. So, I mean, it's a good fight, and I hope that the winner fights Leo Santa Cruz.
Leo Santa Cruz, is he like the man now at 122? I think it's Rigondeaux.
Well, Rigondeaux is the man, of course. I hope that they fight him, but I just think Leo Santa Cruz has a more fan-friendly style for the casual fans.
You know what's the trip is that Larry Merchant hates Rigondeaux. He hates him. I'm telling you, I think if Rigondeaux showed up dead on his doorstep, Larry wouldn't help. Larry wouldn't call 911.
Yeah, I mean, his style isn't for everybody, but you know what? He performs and he gets the job done.
So, but I said, Larry, well, he scored a knockout in his last fight, in the first round knockout. He goes, that guy. He goes. You couldn't call him a bum. So Larry's. He's really down on Rigondeaux. If you want to tick Larry off, bring up Rigondeaux. You know?
Yeah, the HBO team in general seems to be, except for Kellerman, I think, has a positive opinion of Rigondeaux, but Jim Lampley doesn't seem to like him too much either.
Okay, let's go back in time. UFC 177, a week ago, TJ Dillashaw winning against Soto. Of course, that was pretty much expected as he was a last-minute opponent. That card sort of sucked, didn't it? You and I watched it.
Yeah, it wasn't. I was more focused on the chicken I was eating than the card itself. It was a little hard to watch.
Okay, now UFC Fight Night came out with a big with a big surprise. Of course, the Ledger, Connecticut. Now, last night I think it was Rolando Sousa beat Massausi. I'm talking Gegard Massausi with a submission, a guillotine choke in the third round. I thought Massausi was supposed to win that fight. I mean, a lot of people picked him to win that fight.
I mean, I picked him to win because he looked more impressive recently, and Jacare hadn't really been looking quite as impressive. But Jacare is a good fighter, and I mean, he put it together last night, and I think he'll probably get a shot at Weidman in the near future.
Okay, speaking of Weidman, of course, Weidman taking on Vitor Belfort later this year. Chris Weidman, the undefeated, untouched, unscathed world middleweight champion, 185 pounds of the UFC. Now, I'm really happy about this. In fact, I wish I could have a little celebration tune here in the background. Because Ben Rothwell knocked out Alistair Overeem last night in the first round, 2 minutes and 19 seconds. And some of you say, Pedro, why would you like celebrate some guy getting knocked out? Overeem was the Strikeforce heavyweight title holder for a while. And what he did was he was on steroids. We all knew it. The guy went from like a skinny 203 pounds to like this bulked up 257 pound guy. He was like a Hulk. Anyway, he was given a license by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and they said, per the license, that you've got to submit to random tests. So they told him they were going to test him at a press conference. So he freaks out, gets in the car, drives away, says, no, I'm not going to take the test, goes away for like 15 or 20 minutes. Dana White gets on the phone, says, hey, better get your butt back here. He comes back to the place, they test him, he tests dirty for steroids, and he's out for a year. Now, since he's been back, I think he's been knocked out twice, hasn't he, Zach?
He's actually been knocked out in three of his last four fights.
Oh, couldn't happen to a better guy. And Big Ben Rothwell, there's a guy. I mean, you got to give it to Ben because every time he shows up, if you didn't prepare well, he was going to take your lunch away from you.
Yeah, I would call him a heavyweight Tim Bosch. You know, they are always in the fight and they pull off upsets like that. And you got to give him credit. You know, he hit him with some lunch boxes. That's okay. What his hands were last night.
Okay. Another heavyweight bout, Matt Mitrione. Remember him? He's one of Fallon Fox's best friends, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, he said some nasty things about Fallon Fox. I didn't say any nasty things about Fallon Fox except for the fact that he shouldn't be fighting girls. I mean, he was born a man. He has the bone structure of a man. I don't care if you give him, like, some steroids or human female hormones or anything like that. Or even if he is a real girl. I mean, deep down, I don't care. But you've got to be born a female, I think, to fight females. You need to be born a male to fight males. I don't think this transgender thing should cross over to combat sports. Do you?
No way. I don't think so. I could kind of see it maybe in other sports, but when it's two people hitting each other in the face, no way, Pedro. It's too much risk involved.
Anyway, how'd you like? Now, you were up here for like 3 or 4 days in San Francisco, and I got to tell you, folks. You know, we were joking about Zach being here last week, and he took the Sports Byline corporate jet. He actually flew Southwest, I believe, and then of course he came up here. And folks, you got to listen to this. How much you bought a hotel room on Priceline.com in San Francisco, and it was a nice hotel room in a nice area in the Civic Center area. What did you pay a night?
I was paying like $50 a night.
Oh, folks, folks, I'm telling you, San Francisco is affordable. It is. Zach just proved that. Southwest and Priceline.com. Got a room for 3 nights on a hot weekend? Guess what? $50 a night. So we've got that down. I want to make sure we get that out of the way. So anyway, I'm glad for Massasi that fact that he, how can I put this? He's willing to step up and fight anybody, but, you know, I don't know where his career goes. I guess he'd have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I think so. And he said that he just wasn't really in the fight, but he should have been because, I mean, this is now, back-to-back losses for him, I think. So it's not really a good moment in his career, but, you know, he's a solid fighter. I think he could bounce back.
Okay, Nick Diaz is going to take on Anderson Silva in a comeback bout, I believe, in January or February next year. I like Nick Diaz, but Nick Diaz is too small, isn't he?
I think he's too small, and his striking isn't really diverse enough to match up with Anderson. You know, Nick throws a lot of punches, but Anderson, he has good movement, and he might not be able to move as well at this stage in his career, but I think he will still probably be too much for Nick Diaz.
Okay. He's got to give UFC some props, as the UFC fight night last night was all on Fox Sports 1.
Yeah, they got it all on one network this time. Which
imagine this, folks. You're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Right in the middle of the show, I tell you, switch channels if you want to continue to listen.
Yeah, you'd lose half the audience, Pedro.
Tonight, I take that back to the USC card. Of course, USC is doing their thing on Fox Sports and Fox Sports 1 now. And, of course, the big Fox network, of course, they air cards 4 times a year. So you've got plenty of USC. Is the USC oversaturating themselves? Are they selling themselves too much?
I would say in terms of pay-per-view, they are. I think that they might be having too many pay-per-view shows. The regular shows, I don't think it's bad to just have a lot, you know, as many cards as possible, solid cards. But when you're asking people to pay for them, I think you gotta have a quality product, and you can't like have these like thin cards that are just like only having a few good fights on them. Instead, I think it would be better to have like, you know, a top to bottom great card that a lot of people would want to buy.
Hmm. And so I'm watching now. Bellator is going to come back with a program on Spike TV. They're going to come back strong. Of course, the Scott Coker is now in their corner. Is that a plus for them having Scott Coker back? Back in the game, the world of combat sports. Is he a positive element?
I would say so. The Bellator event actually outsold the UFC event last night in terms of tickets sold. It didn't generate as much revenue, but, I mean, they sold 7,000 tickets and they set a record at the Mohegan Sun. So, I mean, he might be having a positive impact. So we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Antonio Silva, September the 13th. USC fight night from Brazil, taking on Andre Arlovski, the former USC heavyweight title holder. Double A. He got anything left?
You know, he never had a lot of chin, so I don't think he has a lot of that left. But he still has that power, and he has pretty good boxing. I don't know. I wouldn't really pick him to win, though.
Gleison Tibau's on the card as well. Gleason's a pretty good fighter, or he was in the past.
Yeah, he's a solid fighter. I think he'll make a good showing.
Okay. Now, of course, UFC 178 coming up, and we got to mention this only because this UFC 178 is a pay-per-view event. I'm not too high on the main event. Of course, Demetrius Johnson. What's the other guy, Chris Caruso?
Yeah, Chris Cariosso.
Cariosso, something like that. Yeah, we've talked about this before. A flyweight title bout is not enough to hold a pay-per-view, is it?
No, it's not, and especially when it's not really like a compelling one. Like this one, I think, is just a pretty big mismatch. You know, I think Demetrius Johnson is a great fighter, and he's taking on an opponent that isn't as good as the last few.
Okay. Now, they are talking about, we talked about it before, of course, this is the hottest fight in the world of MMA as far as California is concerned. The California Kid, Uriah Faber, TJ Dillashaw, they are going to fight, aren't they?
Yep, they are, and they're going to sell out that Sleep Train Pavilion in about 15 seconds, I think.
Yeah, let me tell you, if you're a scalper, this is from a former scalper to the scalpers out there of the world, buy these tickets, because I'm telling you, they will. You stand outside the Arco Arena or the whatever you want to call it, the Sleep Train Arena in Sacramento, California, and you scalp tickets for this event, and you're going to make a mint.
I mean, I got to agree with you there. I think this is an event that people are really interested in, and I mean, Sacramento always supports its sports, so you got to give them credit for that.
Okay, October 4th, of course, Big Country. He's coming back. That's right. He's a story all by himself. He's fighting the game story, but he's a story all in himself, Roy Big Country Nelson. He just sort of seems to hang around, doesn't get title shots or anything. Would you call him a gatekeeper?
Yeah, I would say he is a gatekeeper, but, you know, he's getting there. He's a little smaller of a country now, too. He's been losing weight.
I don't know.
I think he's a good fighter, and he knocks out people. He's had a string of knockouts recently, so I don't know. I think it's not out of the question that he could get a title shot with how thin the division is right now, with Cain just pretty much beating everyone.
Okay, Pedro gaffed on that one. It's Gunnar Nelson versus Rick Story, USC. And, of course, fight night. Rick Story, can he fight much as a welterweight, Story and Nelson? How's that breakdown?
It should be interesting. I think Nelson will probably win that one, I would have to say.
Okay. Dana White says he's going to have a deal with Gina Carano, either a yes or a no, within the next week to 10 days. How's it going to go, yes or no?
I think they'll make a deal. I think so, and I hope so, because I mean that's another name for the sport, and you know she has a good following, so I'd like to see it.
All right, I'm going to handicap the fight for you. Her and Ronda Rousey. It's over. Who won?
Definitely Rousey.
I mean, nobody thinks that Gina can whoop her, does she? Do they?
Maybe some casual fans who don't know much about the sport, you know, but I think people will tune in just to see Rousey perform. I think that's kind of the point Rousey's at now. People just want to see her fight, you know.
Okay. Chris Weidman, the aforementioned world middleweight champion, going, of course, UFC 181 December 6th against Vitor Belfort, the kid that has the steroid issue. Outside of being on steroids, Belfort wouldn't have much of a chance at all, would he?
No, he wouldn't. I think he'd look a lot. I think Vitor without steroids would honestly be a lot like Overeem without steroids. You know, I don't think that these guys can perform at the top level anymore without that. And I think that you'll see that if he's not able to use his TRT.
Of course, that's in Las Vegas. Of course, Las Vegas has the Nevada City Athletic Commission has stepped in and banned the use of testosterone replacement therapy. Speaking of Bellator, how'd they go last night? You see that?
The Bellator, it went pretty well. I mean, it was a pretty exciting night of fights. There was an upset in the main event. Kitbull beat Curran, so there's a new champion there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, I thought they did a nice job, and they built some drama for, like, a potential Sonnen versus Bonner type fight. So we'll see what that does.
Last question for you. Don't you think that's sort of what's missing in MMA is storylines?
Yeah, I do, and I think that Bellator is smartly starting to do that. So I think that that's a good move to have like the kind of like the pro wrestling storyline to drive the audience to come and see these events.
The great Zach Attack Young, folks, who endorses Priceline.com, but he's with RingTalk.com. All the best to you, my brother. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a great day, Pedro. Thank you.
All right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Little Motown.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't
bring him my baby.
Baby.
But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone. Then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Ooh, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
Man, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Tammy was a fox. She sort of like collapsed in Marvin's arms on stage and died shortly thereafter. Reportedly, David Ruffin, the lead singer of the Temptations, beat on her and beat her eventually to death. That was the rumor going around Detroit. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tonight on the boxing scene, of course, lots of live boxing, starting with, of course, boxing from across the pond. That's on Box Nation. And Showtime's going tonight with three bouts. And, of course, Uni Moss has got something going on at 11 p.m. Pacific time and Eastern time, delayed on the West Coast. Baby Bull Diaz in the main event. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.